What does it take to live life in the faith lane? And what are the benefits of living a lifestyle of faith? Find out today on The Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland. It's a message that will cause you to win by faith every time.
You can't have any strong faith about something and you're still wondering whether it's God's will or not. And you hear religious ideas or something, it's not God's will to heal you at this time. It's very difficult for you to have any faith. In fact, you can't. Why? Your house is divided and it's going to fall. But when you go to God's Word and you choose His Word, and His Word is His will, He doesn't will one thing and say another. And His Word is His will for all men for all time. There is no special incident where the Word doesn't work. In this special case, you ain't that special. I don't want to be that special to you. No, that's foolishness. Amen. So, He walks over there to that tree, and I want you to notice what He did. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 words. And His disciples heard it. 9 words. That's all He said. No man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. Now notice, and they come to Jerusalem. So He said that to that tree, and His disciples heard it. So He wasn't whispering mealy mouth around at that tree. He spoke 9 words to it. Turned around. Now the moment He turned around to go back where they were and go on to Jerusalem, that tree is history. It's behind Him. He's made the first step of faith. That tree's over. That whole incident is over in His mind. No man will ever eat fruit of that tree again forever. It don't make any difference whether the tree dies, burns down, gets dug up, or some animal comes along and eats the thing. It don't make any difference to Him, but there's not anybody going to eat anything off of it forever. That's over. Faith has been released. And as far as He's concerned, the first step He took, that tree's history, and it's in His background, and He's going to Jerusalem. Amen. Now, this has been our pattern. Tree, now you listen to me. I'm talking to you in the name of the Lord God Almighty. I happen to be a child of the living God. I'm speaking to you according to Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you die. Every leaf on you die. All your roots die. And oh man, may the heavens open up and hailstorms come and beat all your limbs off. And you die in the name of Jesus. You hear me? In the name of Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Amen. I do not doubt in my heart. I believe that those things which I say shall come to pass. Now, wait a minute. Jesus said right there in the book of Matthew, He said, don't be like them other folks that think they're going to be heard for their much saying. He said, those are vain repetitions. Vain means worthless. Talking until you feel like something has happened. Well, something has, and it's not going to have anything to do with that tree. You've talked yourself out of your faith instead of into your faith. And the thing that's happened here, when you make that choice, then that's when you have to believe in your heart that what God said is coming to pass, and it don't take a whole bunch of words to do it. In this case, only took 9 words. Now, notice this. Let's follow him. And they come to Jerusalem. Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. Aha! Sometime between yesterday and today, the plan was revealed to him. Now, the mission was not turning over tables. Now, come on now, stay with me here. Now, notice this. Would not suffer any man that he should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught. This was a teaching mission, not just a table turning over mission. Huh? Look at this. And he taught, saying, this was his text, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer. You've made it a den of thieves. Now, he taught on that scripture. And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. And when evening was come, hey, he taught all day long. That was the mission, was the teaching. You follow me? He knew his message. He knew his mission. He knew what he had heard God say from the Word. He used that Word as a text, and he preached on it all day. All day. Now, he gets through, and he went out of the city. Well, now, how long has that been? That's been something like about 12 hours since they came by that tree. Because now it's evening. It was morning when he came by there and spoke to the thing. But they walked back by there in the morning as they passed by. Now, when they went back home, going back towards Bethany, nobody mentioned that tree. I guarantee you, Jesus, he forgot about that tree. He spoke to the thing. That's history, brother. That tree is in the past. Don't mean a thing in the world to him anymore. Not even worth looking over there at it. But now you know Peter as well as I do. If there had been anything visible about that tree, you know good and well he checked it out. I don't know, but what, maybe they come out, kind of might have snuck over there and looked at it a little bit, you know, just to see. Not Jesus. He never brought it up, never said a thing about it, never would have unless they'd brought it up in the morning. So in the morning now, somewhere between 12 and 24 hours, this thing struck the roots of the tree. It dried up from the roots. Well, by the next morning, you could see from the outside of the tree that it had died. Now, that tree was doomed the night before. Faith was working in and around that tree for the whole 24-hour period. But you couldn't see it the first 12 hours or so. But Jesus didn't go check on it and see. He said 9 words to it. He said the Word of God to it and turned around and walked on. And that's where faith comes in. What I said is coming to pass. That's faith. Faith in what? Me? No, faith in the Word. And in the ministry of Jesus, because he is the high priest of our confession. And when we listen to hear his words, when we know from him what to say to the tree, then it is, as far as the tree is concerned, the same as if Jesus said it. The tree don't know the difference, and neither do the angels that back it. Amen. And neither do the devils that are trying to keep it from coming back. Because he's the high priest of our confession. And we are partakers of his calling. Yes. Amen. Amen. He's the big priest. We're the little priest. We speak his words. Don't add to them. Don't take away from them. Now, they said, Peter said, Master, look at the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Now, Jesus did not say, now boys, now listen to me here now a minute. I need to talk to you about this. Now you understand I'm the Son of God. And I can do things like this. But now I don't want y'all trying this. Now I don't want you to be out talking to trees, man. You try this kind of stuff, you're going to fall flat of your face. And you're going to bring a bad name on the ministry. You just don't need to be doing this now. If there's going to be trees to be talked to, you come to me and you know, I'll take care of the tree talking and the healing and all that. That ain't what he said. I've had people talk to me like that. Well, now you just need to tone it down here a little bit. You're going to give the ministry a bad name. Because I'm not doing my best to act like Jesus. Yeah, you don't need to be doing that now. Get out of my face. I ain't got time for that. I was a failure when I got here. You understand? I don't need to be failing again. The Apostle Paul said, if I was doing this to please men, I could have just stayed like I was. No. Listen to what he said. Jesus said, have faith in God. Whoa. Have faith in God. Yeah, but Lord, the economy, have faith in God. Yeah, but my family, have faith in God.
Amen.
Amen. And then he said, you'll not only do what was done to this fig tree, but if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, it should obey you. What should? Your faith. And consequently, when your faith obeys you, so does the mountain. Hallelujah. Now, look right back here. Verse 23. I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 words. No more, no less. You don't need to stand there 30 minutes hollering at that mountain. Find out the mission. Don't look to the right hand or to the left. Any obstacle comes along, you speak the word of faith. But you listen. And he'll tell you what to say. And he'll show you what to do. Now, I preached this message. Just finished. It was a morning service. We were in a meeting with Chaplain Colonel Al Downing, and we in the word explosion for the military that we have, and we've had the last several years, every year, and this last one last year. We just finished. This was the final service that morning, and then when the meeting ended, and I closed it with this right here. And I walked out and got in the car. We're headed to the airport going home. Well, I got in the car and Brother Mike Leeper was driving me. He said, I'm not going to take you to the airport. I'm going to take you back to the hotel. I said, why? What's going on? No, he said, I just talked to Dwayne. They can't get the door open on the airplane. And he said, he's working with Cessna and then they want me to take you back to the hotel. I said, Mike, don't take me to the hotel. Take me to the airport. I want to get my hands on that airplane. He said, oh, yeah. And he looked at me and he told me later, he said, I ain't never doing that again. And I just laid my head back. He turned the car around. We headed back to the airport. I just laid my head back on the seat. I said, Lord, I called Dwayne, our head of aviation. I called him. I said, Dwayne, what's going on with your door? He said, Brother Kenneth, I don't know. He said, the thing, it unlocks properly. You can turn the handle. But he said, it'll move just ever so small a bit. He said, not even enough you can't even get your fingers in behind it. And it just stops there and I can't get it open. I said, what did Cessna say about it? Well, and they're talking about wanting to send over a team of mechanics and they're going to come over and drill a hole in the door. I know you're not drilling a hole in the door of that Citation 10. Ha, 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 ha. You kidding me? Not hardly. That ain't going to happen now. And I said, I'm on my way out there. I'll be there in a few minutes and we'll pray over it. He said, okay. And I just laid my head back on the seat there. I said, Lord, show me what to say to that door. Now, listen to this very carefully, because Jesus knows and understands a whole lot more about Scripture than you and I do. Amen. Scriptures you think you know, you find out you didn't know anything about it. When you hear him talking about it, see? And I heard this here again, right in here. You just get quiet. And like I said, for years, I just put my hand right there because it draws my attention to it. And a lot of times, I still do that. This brings my attention into here instead of out here with all this. And I heard him immediately right in here. He said, say this. Door open now. And then he said to me, now, Kenneth, you remember in my word, the scripture that says, all things work together for the good of them that love God and called according to his purpose? I said, yes, sir. When he said that, you know, I've been trained on that airplane. And part of the training had to do with that door. It's a very highly specialized door. That airplane certified to fly at 51,000 feet. I mean, the pressurization system in that thing is just awesome. And of course, the door is a big part of it. I know what the inside of the door looks like is what I'm trying to say to you. And I could see it, you know, in my mind's eye, just suddenly I could see the parts and how they work inside that door. And all of a sudden, I caught what he was saying. I just saw all the parts in there working together for the good of me who loves God. I never thought about it. I've been hearing that scripture for 40 years. I didn't know it worked on doors. I've prayed that since, by the Lord's permission, about inner workings of my physical parts. I never used it on that before. Wow. Amen. That kind of makes a light go off in you thinking. Now I'm sitting there, I said, yes, sir. He said, say that to that door. Well, I didn't holler and shout and scream and go on. I said exactly what I heard him say. Very, very aware not to add anything to it. You want to just go to hollering and doing something. If you're going to do more, then just praise. If you're going to say more than that, just praise and worship. That's more powerful anyway than all your and my going on. And I just said it, door open now. I didn't say anywhere near that loud. I asked Mike later if he heard me. He said, yeah, he heard me. I just said, door open now. All things work together for the good of those that love God, called according to His purpose. Thank you, Lord. That would be me. Thank you. I just give you praise. I didn't say any more. I noticed I wanted to real bad. You're in the habit of it. But the Lord had to be very specific with me. This is where faith comes in. I have faith that Jesus is doing exactly what He said He'd do. Have faith in God. Have faith that what He said, and you shall have what you say. Didn't say another word all the way to the airport. Just sat there. Telephone rang. Mike answered it, and it was Dwayne. He handed me the phone. It wasn't 5 minutes from the time I'd said it and just leaned back to be quiet on the way to the airport. Now the phone rang. And Dwayne said, Brother Kenneth, I left the airplane to drive over to the main office to pick you up when you get here. And he said, I just got in the car. He's out there trying to get that door open, you know. And he said, I got in the car to come pick you up. And he said, I thought, I'm going to try that door one more time. And he got out and walked around. It just opened up and fell right open just like it's supposed to. It is open by the time I got there. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Now, when we got the airplane home, our mechanics got in there and opened it up, checked everything out to make sure everything was in there, was working like it was supposed to. And it was. You say, well, what is wrong with it? I don't know. It was fixed by the time we got it open. I don't know what was wrong with it. The only thing I know is it wouldn't open. Now, the next trip we took, now, there was some things in there that they readjusted and lubricated and so forth, but it wasn't anything that would keep the door from coming open. And there was some places you could see where it had been hanging up a little bit. Well, they dressed all that out and got all that. But the very next trip now, I'm walking, we're at our place in Fort Worth, about to get in the airplane. This is 3 or 4 days later. So I'm leaving the office. I'm about halfway out there. And that door's not going to open. And I said, don't you even dare. Walked on over there to it. Dwayne reached up there to open it. And when it stuck a little bit, I said, no, you work. Boom, and it just done that and dropped right on down there. You know what this is? Life in the faith lane. Praise God. This is the way we're supposed to be living by faith. And it's not all that wild as it has seemed to be in the past. Because we did far too many things trying to get things to work. You don't need to be trying to make the Word work. You don't cause the Word to work. You just believe the Word. And it works.
When God said, let there be light, at 186,000 miles a second, the universe was born. The creative power released in those words lives inside you right now. The first thing God did after He created human life was to give mankind the blessing. You cannot earn it, buy it, or demand it. The blessing is the very creative force of God that is given to every believer, setting them up to thrive. Kenneth Copeland's latest book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It, is the result of over 40 years of study, practice, and down-to-earth insights on the blessing. Filled with real-world examples that transformed Kenneth from debt and doubt to a lifestyle of health, wealth, and peace. Living less than blessed, knowing there's more to life than what you see, Failure is not an option, and success is guaranteed when you unlock God's blessing in your life. Make the change. Start today. Order Kenneth Copeland's newest book today for just $19.99 at a special 20% savings. Go to kcm.org or call our toll-free number to purchase your copy of The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It. Discover the revelation that changed Kenneth Copeland's life overnight and how it can change yours too. Don't wait another day to get on the road to all God has in store for you. Order The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It by Kenneth Copeland today.
I know many of us are mindful of what took place 10 years ago today in our nation, and sometimes the tendency is to dwell on the past, and when you do that, the fear of all of that begins to rise up in you again. So I challenge you today, instead of dwelling on that, renew your mind to what the Word has to say. Listen to this out of Psalms chapter 91, verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Verse 7 says, 1,000 may fall at your side, but 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Praise the Lord. Now, in today's message, Brother Kenneth Copeland has shared with us about having faith in God. Now, Jesus spoke to that fig tree, and what happened? It died. It obeyed Him. And when you speak the Word of God, when you speak faith in God's Word, and you believe it, it works. And you can live life in the faith lane, just like Jesus did. And this is such a rich way of living, and it is the only way of living. That is the life of faith. Now, to go along with today's teaching, we have a gift for you from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called The Unbeatable Spirit of Faith. Absolutely free. We want to put this in your hands. And Gloria shows us in this little book how to develop that simple spirit of faith. It's that spirit of faith that perseveres and brings you out on the other side. Out of every test, out of every trial, it brings you out supernaturally blessed and increasing and on the rise. Amen. So get your copy, receive this, and get it into your life. The Unbeatable Spirit of Faith. Request your hard copy today, or if you'd like to, you can download it absolutely free at kcm.org. Now, this Friday starts the Live It East Coast Faith Conference, September 16th and 17th. Brother Kenneth Copeland will be preaching Friday evening. So if you're in the area and you'd like more information about that meeting, just go to kcm.org. Next Sunday, be sure to join Kenneth and Gloria. You will learn when you partner with God, He'll help you in life, and He'll bring you through in life, and you will get God's results in your life. Amen. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
To purchase today's broadcast on DVD or CD, go to our website at kcm.org. Remember to request your free gift, The Unbeatable Spirit of Faith by Gloria Copeland. For faster processing, request your free book in hard copy or electronic download today. For hard copies, one per household, please. Offer good for 30 days.